Good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Please give me a second to organize. Turn off my phone. So, the title of this sermon is Return to Your First Love. This has been my conviction for myself, and if it applies to you, I thank God that you're hearing something you need to hear. I'm going to begin in Revelation 2, beginning in verse 1. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. So this is an angel that appeared to John, and this is speaking to seven different churches. Verse 2, and I know thy works. So this is to the church of Ephesus. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, and except thou repent. And my understanding of that candlestick is the authority of that church. So, how am I applying this to my life and to yours? Well, I'm focusing on the specific verse 4. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. What was our first declaration of love? Well, when we were baptized, or at the time of deep sorrow and repentance, we felt the cleansing power of forgiveness. We felt the love of God toward us. We declared our love for him, possibly with these words, I will serve you the rest of my life. And we meant it with every fiber of our being. We meant to serve the one who loved us more than any other for every moment, no matter what situation we were in, whether in sickness or in health, in poverty or riches. We meant to serve him the rest of our life. So what does today look like? Possibly you have endured the trials of this life with your faith firm and with your relationship with God intact. You have seen the fruit of your labors is good, and you give all the glory to God for it. Or possibly you are like me and have left your first love. You look around at the fruit of these many years and you see corrupted fruit that is the result of compromised principles, based on a love, not charity, of self, or a love, not charity, of others, rather than that pure fruit based on the love of God, charity. What can be done? Let's read that scripture verse, those verses again in Revelation 2. Beginning in verse 1, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars. This is a person or a church who God sees, a group of people who have done things right. They've done things right. Verse 3, and has borne and has patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. They did things for Christ's name, in his name. They at times acted in faith, believing. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. What should we do then, those of us who find ourselves in this category of someone who needs to return to their first love? He answers us in that fifth verse, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen. Repent, do the first works. So this first one, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen. Remember that time. When he was your first love. Possibly it was at your baptism, very likely. Or maybe the first time you felt his spirit. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen. There's a picture of someone being baptized. When I was baptized, I had committed a multitude of sins and abominations, and God cleansed me from every one of them. And he filled me with this power, with his spirit. And I felt his love so deeply, more than anyone had ever loved me. And all I wanted to do was love him back. And I was willing to promise him my life, my life's service to him. Nothing else mattered. Only him. And I loved reading his word. I wasn't obliged to. It wasn't my duty. It was my love. This says, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen. What that tells me is, remember
everything about it, how I felt.
Remember the joy you felt when you were covered in his love, when you were forgiven of all of your sins. Remember the freedom, the feeling of new life, and the peace that you felt. It was repentance and faith on the Lord that gave you that joy. The second step here that he gave us in that fifth verse is to repent. In Webster's 1828 dictionary, the definition of repent is to change the mind in consequence of the inconvenience or injury done by past conduct. The key term there, change the mind. Are you sorry for something you have done? Maybe you're paying the consequence for your conduct. Maybe you have apologized to the person you have offended. Have you done enough? No, we have to have a change of mind. Our conduct is a result of the condition of our mind. What do we allow to enter our mind? What causes our conduct? We're tempted to do evil. We're enticed to do good. In Moroni chapter 7, verses 10 and 11, it says, "Wherefore all things which are good cometh of God, and that which is evil cometh of the devil. For the devil is an enemy unto God, and fighteth against him continually, and inviteth and enticeth to sin, and to do that which is evil continually. But behold, that which is of God inviteth and enticeth to do good continually. Wherefore, everything which inviteth and enticeth to do good and to love God and to serve him is inspired of God." So I know then, if I have a thought come to my mind and it entices me to do good, to love God, to serve him, then that's going to strengthen my relationship with God. It's going to help me to love him. To the contrary, if there's something that comes to my mind that invites me or entices me to sin, that's from the devil. And the devil's goal is to fight against God, to be his enemy. That's always his goal. And he'll use us to do it if he can. Moment by moment, we are enticed to do good and evil. We are responsible, able to respond appropriately, to choose good in the presence of evil. Second Nephi, please turn to Second Nephi chapter 1, beginning in verse 116. "And the Messiah cometh in the fullness of time, that he might redeem the children of men from the fall." And because, so that's his goal. That's God's goal. to redeem us. That's what Christ did. He allowed us to be raised up at the last day to be judged of our works. And because that they are redeemed from the fall, they have become free forever, knowing good from evil, to act for themselves and not to be acted upon, save it be by the punishment of the Lord at the great and last day, according to the commandments which God hath given. So we have a freedom to choose. The punishment is at the last day, or the reward. Verse 119, wherefore men are free according to the flesh, and all things are given them which are expedient unto man. Everything we need is available to us. And they are free to choose liberty and eternal life through the great mediator of all men, or to choose captivity and death according to the captivity and power of the devil. For he seeketh that all men might be miserable like unto himself. That's the devil's goal, that we will be miserable like him. And everything he sends to our mind, those temptations, are for that purpose, that we might be miserable. And now, my sons, I would that ye should look to the great mediator and hearken unto his great commandments and be faithful unto his words and choose eternal life according to the will of the Holy Spirit. So God's will is that we have eternal life. What is eternal life? It's that unending joy to be ever with God. And how do we get there? By looking to Christ. By him being our first love. By having faith, by trusting in him to supply us with everything we need to keep his commandments. So we look to the great creator and we hearken unto his great commandments. And this is where that change of mind comes in. This is where determination comes in. This is where remembering him comes in. And be faithful unto his words and choose eternal life according to the will of his Holy Spirit. And not choose eternal death according to the will of the flesh and the evil which is therein, which giveth the spirit of the devil power to captivate, to bring you down to hell, that he may reign over you in his own kingdom. So what gives him the power to do that? Choosing eternal death. Choosing to follow the will of the flesh, my will. So doing what I want to do, when I want to do it, gives the devil power to have captivity over me and bring me down to hell. But choosing the great mediator and choosing to keep his commandments and be faithful unto his words is choosing life. Number three, the second one that we just finished was repentance. Was a change of mind, an active choice, a responsible choice, responding responding appropriately to the choice between good and evil. Repenting is allowing that change of mind to take place, to choose good rather than evil. Number three, do the first works. When you were baptized, you were determined to make changes in your life, and you made them. Moroni, chapter 6, verse 3, regarding baptism, it says, "And none were received unto baptism, save they took upon them the name of Christ, having a determination to serve him unto the end." I remember when I was baptized, just this new excitement about this new life, and I didn't want anything to interrupt it. And I remember going through a period of 3 months. I may be wrong, but I don't remember sinning during those first 3 months. I possibly did, and only God knows. But I had a determination to serve Christ, and I didn't want anything to interrupt it. We can have that same determination. I want to end with this scripture verses in Colossians, beginning in chapter 3, verse 1. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above," your love. Let God be your first love. Return to your first love. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, the will of the flesh: fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometime, when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these." So he's saying, in times past, you were a fornicator. You were unclean. You had wrong types of affection and all these things. It says, "But now ye also put off all these." So these are the things you need to put off now: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. This is that change in our mind. Rather than anger, kindness. Humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. That love of God that Don was speaking about this morning. Put on these things. So, I know myself all too much. I know my errors, my faults. I know that I have fallen from my first love, and that it's time to return. It's time to follow him and love him and serve him, and in that way, love others. In that way, allow a change of mind. Allow a change of behavior and conduct because my mind has changed. It's time to change. It's time to be like Christ. And you know, knowing myself, I know very likely I will go back to the same old man. But I have a greater hope because I know what God has done in the past. I know the changes he changed me from already. And I know what the work he still has yet to do. But I have responsibility. I have the ability to respond. Respond to his love. And that's what he's called us to love him and to love one another. I love you all. And I thank God for the opportunity that I have in this church, in my family. I thank God for his grace, that he forgives and that he changes us.